Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We are in our Read Through the Bible series, and the whole point of this series is just to kind of give you some footing in each book of the Bible as you are reading through the Bible this year. And we are in the book of Amos. Amos is about God judging religious hypocrisy and social injustice while at the same time preserving a faithful remnant according to God's covenant promises. So here are the major characters. You're going to run into Amos, of course. He is a shepherd and a prophet sent from Judah to Israel. Remember, I told you that at this point in historical chronology and history, that the nation of Israel was actually two nations. You had the northern kingdom, which was Israel, and you had the southern kingdom, which was Judah. So Amos is from Judah going to Israel. We're also going to be introduced to Jeroboam II. He was the king during Israel's period of prosperity and yet spiritual decline. And then you have Amaziah, who is the priest of Bethel, who opposes Amos, a prophet from Judah, would not be welcomed in Israel. So here's what's happening. God is announcing judgment through Amos on the surrounding nations. So Amos is talking to each nation that surrounds Israel. And so you would think that all the Israelites would be cheering on Amos. And then in one instance, Amos turns from talking about all the other nations to talking about Israel and their covenant unfaithfulness. And so Amos exposes empty worship and oppression of the poor. And the book concludes with hope for the restoration of David's fallen tent. Here is the type of literature, just like Hosea, just like Joel, Amos is prophetic literature. And it combines covenant lawsuit and poetry and visions and oracles to demonstrate that true worship always produces covenant faithfulness. A familiar verse of this book is this: let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Amos chapter 5, verse 24. Here's some tips to help you read through this book. Remember that genuine worship cannot be separated from righteous living and justice. And then this: read the final restoration promises as ultimately fulfilled in the reign of Christ and in His kingdom.